Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNAG afternoon market wrap-up, and it was not a great day for the commodities in general, as pressure was seen just about everywhere. It's just a question of how much pressure. We do have crop progress reports out. They were delayed today due to the holiday. Also, the export sales report will be out on Friday, not on Thursday. Looking at corn plantings, we are at 92%. That was in line with expectations. First, a look at corn crop conditions. 69% seem good to excellent. That's about where we usually start these sorts of things. Soybeans, 83% planted, again, in line with expectations. Spring wheat at 85% planted, a little bit ahead of expectations and ahead of last year. Moving on to the cotton plantings. Cotton at 60% planted. Cotton conditions 48% good to excellent. A little bit of a bump in wheat conditions, now 34% good to excellent. That is up from 31%. Make sure to read tomorrow's report, as all of these numbers, including emergence numbers, will be included. July corn at 594 is down 10 cents. December new crop 524 down 10.5 cents. We now have corn trading above the price of wheat. Plenty of concerns about dryness in the western corn belt. The forecasts are not all that good in terms of seeing moisture. In fact, they may even bring a little bit more dryness into the eastern corn belt. So we need to monitor that. But today is a bad day for commodities in general. July soybeans at 1295 and 3/4 down 41.5. November new crop 1153 down 36.5, again testing support levels at $11.50 and $13 on both items. Risks for soybeans are obviously delayed, so not getting any weather premium at the moment. July soybean oil at 46.13 was down 269 or about 5.5. This, along with the weakness in crude oil, certainly did contribute to the weakness in the soybeans. July soybean meal at 392.80, down 9.40. Old crop crush at 75.50, down about 9 cents. New crop crush at 16, even down 11.25. Wheat took it on the nose today. Chicago wheat at 590.25, that is down 25.75, finishing near the lows of the day. July Kansas City at 782.75 was down 36.5. July Minneapolis wheat at 793, down 25. We did see, again, a pickup in planting progress in the Minneapolis wheat, and I have gotten some off-the-ground reports that the crop does look good in places where it has emerged. There are still concerns about the Black Sea grain deal, but for now the market's having none of it. July cotton at 83.99 was up 64, while December new crop at 80.21 was down 33. Cattle, the one bright spot, August lives at 166.97. That's up 180 on supportive cash ideas. We are seeing cash move up and the very strong feeder market. August feeders now at 237.55. That was up 363. And it looks like both of these items did make new life contract highs today. July hogs at 79.52, up 4.75 or 6.75%. And it looks like a bit of risk off going on here and some short covering as the beef prices did move higher. June milk at 15.56 was down 32. July orange juice 282.30, down 9.65. Crude oil, another problem item here, $69.74, down about $3 a barrel. There is a COVID issue going on in China with a new variant. There is also concern about the velocity of China's reopening, and that is creating some nervousness in the energy markets. July diesel at $227.69, down about 8 cents a gallon. Unleaded gasoline, $249.22, that's down 10 cents a gallon. Natural gas at $230, down 11 or about 4.5%. Gold, one of the other few bright spots in the commodity space at $19.78, was up $15.60. While silver at $23.32 was down 4 cents. Dollar index, $104.07, down 13. Stocks mixed on the day. It appears we do have a resolution with the debt ceiling situation, but it does still need to make it through Congress. However, stocks did finish off their best levels of the day with the S&P, and we saw a bit of a recovery coming into the end of the day in the Dow, so we may be looking at some rotation. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,042. That was down 50 points. S&P 500, 4205. That was up a half a point, and that's about 30 points off the best levels of the day. NASDAQ Composite, 13,017. That was up 41, and that was about 125 points off the best levels. Interest rates backed off significantly today. The 2-year at 4.45, down 10 basis points. The 10-year at 3.69, down 11 basis points. The 30-year at 3.89 was down 7 basis points. This is the good news with the debt ceiling deal. The bad news is the Treasury actually hasn't been able to borrow any money since January, and we're going to be looking at significant issuance of debt across every time frame, and they're probably going to need to issue right around $1 trillion. On that note, this is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.